In travel news, for July 18th, 2024, we talk about the European Union's entry-exit system, set to launch this fall, requiring travelers to provide biometric data at Schengen borders, with initial delays anticipated at busy transport hubs. But before we begin, I'm Brandon with the Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that makes travel so easy, even a blind traveler like myself can do it. And now, today in travel. The European Union's entry-exit system was initially planned to launch in 2022. But has experienced several setbacks. The system was rescheduled for May 2023, then delayed to late 2023, and recently anticipated for October 6, 2024. However, the European Commission has not announced an official launch date, only confirming it will be operational by fall of 2024. The exact date will be posted as an update on the European Union's Entry-Exit System official website. The European Union's entry-exit system is designed to automate the registration of non-EU travelers entering and exiting the Schengen area. US travelers will scan their passports or travel documents at self-service kiosks at the EU's external borders. This process will record the traveler's name, biometric data, and date and place of entry and exit. Biometric data, including facial scans and fingerprints, will be retained for 3 years. This system will apply when entering all EU member states, except Cyprus and Ireland, as well as 4 non-EU countries in the Schengen area, Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway, and Switzerland. The European Union's entry-exit system aims to bolster border security and identify travelers who overstay their permitted time in the Schengen area, which is 90 days within a 180-day period. When the European Union's entry-exit system is finally implemented, US travelers can expect new procedures at Schengen border checkpoints. These changes may initially lead to longer wait times, particularly at busy airports and other transport hubs. However, the system is designed to streamline the entry and exit process in the long term. Busy transport hubs may be granted a relief valve to ease congestion created by the system, allowing them to forego biometric registration during peak times. This measure, while not yet confirmed by the European Commission, could help alleviate potential disruptions. The European Union's entry-exit system is closely linked to the European Travel Information and Authorization System. This new system will require non-EU citizens, including US travelers, to obtain travel authorization before entering the Schengen area. Originally set to be operational in November of 2023, the European Travel Information and Authorization System is now expected to come into force in spring of 2025, approximately 5 to 6 months after the European Union's entry-exit system. US travelers will be able to apply for the European Travel Information and Authorization System online before their trip with a fee of €7, or approximately $8 US. Once approved, the electronic travel authorization will be linked to the traveler's passport and will be valid for 3 years. The impending launch of the European Union's entry-exit system represents a significant change for US travelers. While the new system aims to enhance security and streamline the travel process, it may initially result in longer wait times at border checkpoints. Travelers are advised to stay informed about the upcoming changes and plan accordingly to ensure a smooth travel experience. As always, consulting with a travel advisor can provide additional insights and help navigate these new requirements effectively. By keeping abreast of these developments, US travelers can better prepare for their trips to Europe and enjoy a more seamless travel experience once the European Union's entry-exit system and European Travel Information and Authorization System are fully operational. Today in Travel is brought to you by the Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that specializes in making travel easier for everyone. From the novice to the expert, from the able-bodied to the disabled traveler, it's our belief that everybody deserves to travel well. Until next time, travel well, my friends.